1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday, guys. We finally made it to the weekend, and we're going to need all the rest and preparation that we can get because it's going to be a fun one. It's actually going to be really nice outside. After today, we're going to start getting into the weekend with some bad weather, but it'll end nice. It'll be in the upper 50s, mid 60s all weekend. Lots of sun, which is good. I got to prep basically everything in my soul because my brothers are coming into town this weekend, and we're going to have a lot of fun, man. We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff, and we're going to be going, I mentioned this before, you know, we've got the Rocker Bad Bad Golf outing coming up, and I'm the worst golfer in the world is probably an understatement because I've only actually ever golfed once, and we did one of those track suites a couple of years ago, and I couldn't even understand the concept of swinging a golf club. So the fact that we're going to be going to another track suite tomorrow is hilarious. So if I can get one good drive off, I will be a happy guy. So, but anytime they come in, we turn up pretty heavy. We're going to be doing some smoking on the grill. So it's going to be a good weekend ahead of us, man. I'm ready for it. Cause it's like anytime you get four hooligans together, drinking some booze and messing around with video games, you just get into a whole bunch of madness. And I don't really drink a whole lot to begin with anyways. So anytime they come in, like I basically have an IV of Gatorade. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. A kind of a somber day for the people of Parchment here in Southwest Michigan, as there's been a staple restaurant since 1971 that's been making amazing food. It's really just been like kind of I didn't even say the local watering hole, because this place is amazing. Gino's Golden Pizza and Subs. There's been a lot of talk recently about what's been happening over there. You know, they're located off of Riverview here in Parchment, like right down the road from the radio station. And it sounds like the owners are getting ready to sell. We haven't seen anything public yet, whether or not the sale has gone through. The new owners, the new potential owners, I think had a small window to back out if they wanted to. And I think that time has passed. So I think it's pretty common knowledge by now amongst residents in the area that Gino's Golden Pizzas is selling. Now, the good thing is I'm hearing it's going to remain Gino's. Nothing for the most part is going to change, except for somebody did say there's a major change that's coming internally as far as what's going to be offered there. So if you want to find out more about what's going to go into that, it's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. It could be quite a bit different. Although it's going to remain Gino's, this is a pretty big change, and I'm curious how the public's going to take this. And all the regulars, too, because this place has been a staple since 1971. And with new owners, obviously, they want to try to keep it going strong. But this could be a pretty big change if they end up going through with this. But the cool news is they are having one last karaoke party tonight. So if you want to, you know, put it down and literally go out with a bang, they got info up there on the 107.7 RKR app. You can follow the link and be a part of the fun. And again, tip of the hat to the owners of Gino's for making this place so special and what it has been for so long here in Southwest Michigan. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1980 was an album that forever changed Black Sabbath. The album was Heaven and Hell, and for the first time, it featured Ronnie James Dio on lead vocals instead of Ozzy Osbourne, who had left to pursue a solo career. This is a legendary album and would eventually evolve into the band Heaven and Hell. This should definitely be in your collection. If you don't have it, grab it. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. Right out. Across the sea. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's been so many great music venues in Michigan, especially, you know, on the east side of the state where I grew up. There was so many great music venues around the Pontiac area. There was an old church that got transformed into a place called Clutch Cargo's, which a lot of people remember for their, you know, punk rock shows, rock and roll shows. And then it went back to a church. It's like, I don't know how you're coming back from that one, but a lot of great venues out there that have come and gone. One in particular that's being set to demolish is the Phoenix Center, which is in Pontiac. And they're going to be renovating the Oakland Town Center over there. It used to be the Pontiac State Bank building, and they're going to be turning it into a loft apartment complex, and they're going to be demolishing the Phoenix Center. And this place was just synonymous for like kind of like heavy metal shows. And so it's kind of a bummer to see this has, you know, become what it is, which is about to be a pile of rubble. But I want to know from you guys, because again, I grew up on the east side of the state. I've lived here in Kalamazoo for almost 8 years now, but what are some venues? Obviously the first one that comes to mind, I know, is going to be Club Soda, but what are some other venues here in Southwest Michigan that you miss that were a part of your lives growing up? Because I'm sure there were tons of sweet shows back in the day at places that are no longer around. So, and if you want to share some thoughts on Club Soda, feel free to give me a heads up, man, because I've never been there before. I never was there, but I'm sure there's some great venues from back in the day that you guys miss. So hit me up at 978-1077. I want to know what they are. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And we are ready to party for the weekend. And we are back in the Rocker studio with our good friend Zoe Turner from BC Pizza. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. How you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
Fantastic. But, you know, Chris normally is the one who is here. But right now he's just up there living large up north.
He's living like Larry up in Traverse City with my mom.
So what, he just decided like, I'm just too good for everyone. I'm just something like that.
No, my mom's a locum nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
And she picked up a shift in Traverse City for day. It was 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. So they should be coming home this afternoon, checking out of the hotel around 11.
Gotcha. So she's up there hossing, working hard, and he's just up there going to different wineries, sampling.
I mean, she's our sugar mama. She making the big bank.
You know, Chris is probably one of those guys. No. I was going to say, it reminded me of like when you're married to somebody who's like a flight attendant, and so you just sit and fly around places, you know. No, he's a hardworking guy too, and especially business has been picking up for you guys because you recently announced that you're back to 7 days now.
Yeah. So we opened up Mondays this past Monday.
Cool.
Yeah. 11 to 8. And it's been exciting.
And Sundays you're open now as well.
Yeah. From 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Beautiful. Now, obviously you have your lunch buffet every weekday, don't you?
Yep. So Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we have a dinner buffet every Wednesday, Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30.
Beautiful. And really the best value for what you're paying for right there. But you guys also offer a lot of different stuff. You do a lot of catering orders too.
Yeah. Yeah. We push a lot of catering through, and honestly, it makes the flow of things so much better.
Yeah.
And we can give out bulk deals, kind of like if you were going to Sam's or Costco.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a better bang for your buck, just kind of like the buffet. And like if you have a birthday party, I mean, kids love pizza.
Yeah.
And yeah, we love doing catering and serving the community in that way. And we do a lot of donating catering during the summer for like Salvation Army. And it's just, yeah.
Well, you also do a lot as well for Workplace of the Week, because every week we basically award a new workplace a pizza party through BC Pizza Kalamazoo. And we recently, this week, we did a cafeteria, a bunch of lunch ladies, which was very, you know, coincidental. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess their pizza must not be that good. I don't know. But no, they have a great team over there. They support the Rocker. I mean, they do an awesome job over there. Super sweet people. And again, we do this every single week. And we want to award a new Workplace of the Week winner. So, Zoe, if you could, give us our new Workplace of the Week winner for the week.
Yeah, the winner is Heather Duff from Alta Equipment Company.
All right, Heather, congratulations.
Allegedly.
Woo! You, not allegedly, are the new Workplace of the Week winner. Alta Equipment in Battle Creek. Heather Duff, congratulations. If you're listening, give us a call at 978-1077, Heather, so that we can get all the information and we can get you your workplace delivery of a delicious pizza party through BC. And do you have anything going on this weekend? Anything big happening?
Well, at the shop, we have a lot of catering this weekend. We have one of our accounts is Kids Empire, and we give a lot of pizza to them.
Beautiful.
And we also just have a lot of families ordering. We had a silent auction that we gave some really big coupons to, so we have a lot of that catering as well.
That's rad. Well, thank you so much for what you do. And again, congratulations to Heather Duff, Alta Equipment Company in Battle Creek. You are our new Workplace of the Week. We're going to crack a beer coming up next with Presidential on 107.7 RKR.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah! We had to get... Listen, it's been a long week, and we needed to crack it a little early. You understand. We are here with Presidential Brewing Company for first beer of the weekend and making a return to the Rocker Studio. Welcome back, Austin, to the Rocker Morning Show. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How's it going?
You are a most welcomed guest in this studio You've got the delicious beverages on hand to enchant our weekend and get this bad boy kicked off, man. And I'm going to need, my liver needs a little prep work for tomorrow for Brothers Weekend. So, but how you been, man?
Hey, not bad at all. Today I brought Sherbert Hoover Prickly Pear. We just tapped it over. Basically, this is the type of beer that when people come in and say, I don't really like beer, this is what I give them.
Robin immediately grabs the can and just starts pouring. Like, you know what? We got to start this. So, I don't blame you because this is one of my favorites. And yeah, like you said, Austin, this is one of those beers that even if you're not a beer fan, this doesn't even, I mean, it technically qualifies as beer, but it's more like an elixir. This is the kind of thing you'd see in a bottle in an RPG. You drink it. Just take it to the next level. Nobody knows what I'm talking. I'm the only nerd in this room right now.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Plus three. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. No, this is so delicious. Such a good beer. And it's got a really beautiful pink. This thing is magnificent.
It almost looks as pretty as it tastes.
Yes, almost. Exactly. All right. Let's get this. We got to get this started. We got one more. All right. Beautiful. Knocking it back. Cheers. Hallelujah. Prickly pear. Oh my gosh. Wow. This is really tasty. This is, you know what's really good about this? Very sweet. It's not over sweet. It's not over tart. This is a perfect balance.
Yeah, it's a pretty good beer. It's perfect. We start up our beer garden sessions next Friday. This is one of those beers that is going to be on and ready for that. Yeah, we have AJ Laporte next Friday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We have a whole concert lineup ready to go for this summer. Everything from OCDC to a Poison cover band to dueling pianos. So we are ready to rock out at Presidential Brewing Company.
Now, how was the 420 party?
It was set ablaze, I would say.
You know? Now, you guys always sell out of that beer. And I think we were the first ones ever to get a early sampling of it because normally that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But Jake was kind enough to say, let them drink beer.
Yeah, that's a good one. 8.4% comes out every year on 420, double 420 percentage. And then, it's a stanky, danky, smoky IPA.
So if you missed it... You got 360 days before you can try it again. Unfortunately, you do not, however, have to wait that long to get your hands on one of these prickly pears because, man, this Sherbert Hoover is easily, I think it's the best one that you guys have made.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit also for people who are not acquainted with you, what your position is over there at Presidential.
So I'm the GM over at Presidential. I run the day-to-day out there for the most part.
Slaying it up.
Yeah.
So if you go out there, are you working today?
I am working today.
Beautiful. If you guys go out there today, you're going to save 50% off your first pour of this Sherbert Hoover Prickly Pear, which I definitely have to say, this is a great spring beer, man. It's not only got that spring color, but just that light spring flavor. And as you mentioned before, if you're not even a big beer drinker, this almost drinks like a dessert more than a beer.
Yeah. It's a light, crushable, sour, sweet, a good drink to drink outside.
I love it.
We're ready to go outside.
And, you know, it might be a little crappy later, but you know what? We'll beat that weather away because we're going to have a good weekend. Great weekend to get in on one of these. In fact, we're going to help you get in with a $25 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, let's get you a $25 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company as we cheers the first beer of the weekend, baby. Yeah, cheers. Beer. Woo! Beer. I'm not drunk.